Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Threw you off a little there, didn't I? You thought I was going to give the short one, but here it is, jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business nirvana, a place where you can find lots of good information, lots of good resources, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members who join us on a regular basis to talk about things that will help you in your small business. And Elise Benin is an outstanding member, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We could not do without her. She's the author, as I've said earlier, of a number of books, including Self-Promotion Online. And she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Elise, one of the things you've been doing more and more lately is helping your folks, your clients, and anybody who will listen, talk about word-of-mouth marketing, buzz marketing, right?
That's right.
And you and I have done a couple of shows on this recently, and mm-hmm. I'm really glad that you're focusing on this, and I want to thank you for joining us to do this because, as you know, most small businesses, even if they have enough money to have a marketing budget, they actually don't budget for marketing much, do they?
No, they don't, and it helps when there's someone in charge of marketing, and that's all they do. But often in a small business, that's not the case either.
Well, when it happens, it happens after a fashion by the owner.
Right.
Typically, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's sort of like a stepchild activity in the business, and so you know, and it's important to have a pretty good little mix of marketing activities, some you pay for, some you don't pay for. But one of the best ones that I've ever seen and that we talk about on the show quite often is what you're talking about, Elise, and that's getting people to talk about you.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it seems to be gaining in credibility, also the idea of buzz or word of mouth, and becoming more important because trust is eroding a lot when it comes to what companies say about themselves. With all those scandals and everything and advertising, you just never know who you can trust. So people seem to be turning to others like them and celebrities, right? So some they know and some they think they know to make their decisions and to influence them about what to buy and what to do and where to go and everything like that.
You know, Elise, you probably remember this, but back in the 20th century, I predicted that the three things that small business owners were going to have to get good at in the 21st century to be successful was technology, being able to leverage technology, but also building strategic alliances. And the third one was networking, which is basically part of the activity of word-of-mouth marketing is getting the networking out there. And one of the reasons why I think this is the case, and I'd like your opinion on this, is because with all of the options that we have today, with all of the things that the sources and the channels that we have available to us to acquire things that we need, that's a good thing, having so many options, except that we have so many options and it's hard sometimes to boil it down to one decision. And if we can find somebody that we either have decided that we're comfortable with or somebody that we know is comfortable with, that makes our decision a lot easier. And we're looking for those kinds of things, aren't we?
Absolutely. And apparently, I was reading recently that, you know, a lot of people think word of mouth and viral marketing happens online a lot and, you know, has grown since the advent of the internet, which is true. But I read that 80% of word of mouth gets passed face to face. And I really think it is the person to person contact, which there is, you know, less and less of in our lives, that we crave and also take our signals from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know about other people, Elise, but one of the, my favorite things to do in the whole world is to put good people with good people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love hearing somebody, when somebody says they've got a challenge, they got a problem, they're stuck here, they're stuck there. You know, I love being able to say, well, you know what? I know somebody who can help you with that. Call this guy. Yeah. Call this lady. That's one of my favorite things to do. And I think a lot of other people are doing that more and more, don't you?
I think people are being matchmakers, you know, in business and personal. And actually what that is just being a resource.
That's
listening
right.
to what other people need. And even if, you know, you're not necessarily going to benefit from it, you are. It's very gratifying to create a connection.
Well, now, one of the things that you're going to do, you're going to be actually doing a course soon, aren't you?
It's a one-time audio conference on June 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and then the materials will be available for sale after that for a company called Progressive Business Publications.
You're going to be conducting this conference for them, right?
That's right. And it's called Buzz Marketing, 5 Easy Ways to Generate Qualified Leads.
Mm-hmm. And that has 5 ways, but we have 10 ways in front of us, don't we?
That's right, we do.
Talk to us about some of the ways to generate word of mouth.
All right. Well, one of the first things you have to think about is who talks. Because you may have happy customers, but your happy customers aren't necessarily talking about you. And so there are all different kinds of people who are called hubs or network hubs. I was reading about this in a really good book called The Anatomy of Buzz
mm-hmm.
by Emmanuel Rosen.
I like to use the term center of influence.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old insurance term. The insurance industry has been using that for longer than I'd like to admit I know about. But but they've been using that a lot. I love that term. That's so intuitive, isn't it?
Yes. And also Malcolm Gladwell in The Tipping Point talked about different kinds of people who serve these kinds of functions, connectors and mavens, mm-hmm. and I think he also used the term influencers.
You know, and there are people, you make a good point, Elise, because there are people who could help people, who could get word of mouth out about the people who've done a good job. They just won't do it.
And, what do you mean?
They're self-absorbed. They don't want to take the time to help anybody. It's not that they're mean.
Right.
They're not the kind of people that you want to find out who those people are, and not invest a lot of time in them or expect them to do anything about it. I mean, I know people who you know they like me maybe, and they might want to recommend me. They just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find
right.
the people who do think about it and cultivate those folks. And we're going to talk about how to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate, Elise Benin, is our guest. Rhythm section, ladies and gentlemen, with a great song and a great message. That's the way you and I are, aren't we, small business owners? We do it or die. We're winners. We're winners that were losers that kept on trying. And you know all about that, and I do too, and that's the reason I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of Elise Benin too. She's one of us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. She's a small business owner, just like you and me. And Elise, give us your website, please.
Thank you. It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Can we find out more about the June 16th event there?
I'm actually going to post it today. So, yeah.
All right. Well, if we can't wait, if we have to do it right now, where could we go?
Then you can email me at ilise@marketing-mentor.com.
All right. Or let me know, folks, and you can go to my website at jbsba.com and email me, and I'll get that information to you. And is that a free conference?
No, I'm afraid it's not.
Okay. How much does it cost?
It's $199.
And that's for a conference on this issue, on
buzz
word
marketing.
Of mouth marketing, buzz
mm-hmm.
marketing, on the 16th of June, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, Elise, how can we get folks going? How can we get folks to talk about us?
All right. Well, this everything I'm going to say kind of presupposes that your service or product is of very high quality. So this type of marketing cannot be done to compensate for a service or product that isn't great.
Right.
Let's just say that.
I agree.
So one of the things that I think is really important, and they talk about this a lot, is getting to know your prospects and customers really well and encouraging and responding to feedback from them, as and maybe even like putting them on your marketing board or making them an integral part of your marketing process so that they can give you information that you basically need and don't have access to otherwise.
And what's also smart about that is that makes them one of your stakeholders.
Exactly.
They will take an interest in you. I've seen that happen at least before. When I was a consultant full-time, my clients acted some of them acted like they were my marketing managers. I mean, they really liked the idea of seeing me improve and grow my business.
It's almost like they become evangelists.
Yes.
For you. And there is a whole movement out there about customer evangelists. In fact, there's another really good book.
We know those folks. They've been on the show before.
Excellent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ben McConnell and Jackie
Huba.
That's Ben.
Yep, Jackie and Ben.
Creating customer evangelists. And I really think it's a valuable idea to be working with, because I also have clients who... It's not that they love me. It's that they are so inspired by what they've accomplished as a result of working with me or doing whatever they're doing with me, that it kind of becomes bigger than themselves and bigger than me, and then they just start talking about
well,
it.
Well, and they also love you, at least. I've talked to them, and they've told me that. So. but, no, it's true. And I mean, it's really interesting to see how folks who know you, as you said earlier, though, the key is what you do has to be high quality. And the other thing is, and this is something at least that I tell anybody who recommends me or who mentions my name to anyone, and I tell them, look, if they're your friend or your customer before I meet them, they'll be your friend and your customer after I meet them. I promise mm-hmm. them that I won't do anything to that to hurt that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
That lets them know that you understand how valuable their relationships are.
Yes, I think that's true. And the other important thing to say and to have pasted all over your website is something like, your feedback is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a contact form where people can, you know, complain, because you don't want only positive feedback. There's no way to grow if
right.
all you get is praise.
Right.
Right? So there has to be a system and an attitude that welcomes all kinds of feedback, that also makes it easy for the people who are complaining to help solve the problem or to provide their ideas about how to solve the problem.
Well, and what about, you know, leaving the website behind, what about when you're talking to somebody and you're trying to train them a little bit on how to be a resource for you and how to be a center of influence for you? I mean, shouldn't you say, you know, if there's anything, I'd appreciate it if you recommended me to anyone who you think might be interested in what I have, but is there anything that I'm doing or not doing that you think would improve my,
mm-hmm.
you know, would improve what we're trying to do here?
Asking for constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And, I mean, I actually make it part of my evaluation process at the end of the mentoring program that I run. Mm-hmm. There's a follow-up that says, you know, several questions, including what one or two things, because you don't want them to give you too much, or you don't want to think they have to come up with a lot. What one or two things would improve the process?
Right. And, you know, another thing, Elise, I found is if you want people to buzz about you, it's a good idea to buzz about other folks, too, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the quid pro quo, isn't it?
I think it is.
Everybody likes that, and they like seeing that in you. Elise, give us your website one more time.
www.marketing-mentor.com.
Thank you, Elise. We'll see
Thank
you next
you.
Time.
Okay.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I'll be right back, too, right after these messages with Sheldon Siegel. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.